We all be fucking and sucking before we get married. We're having premarital sex, baby.
Stop. Blocked.
Blocked. I hate your happiness. Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by someone else's engagement. You are hurt. It's like, but daddy, I love him.
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon, and if I see another celebrity engagement in my feed, I'm going to fucking scream.
Honestly, and a friend engagement. Stop.
Blocked.
Blocked. No, I hate your happiness.
Not blocked.
No. Oh, yeah. Just for half an hour. And then you get over it and then you're like, I have to know everything
half
that's
an
going
hour?
On. Well, you need to know what's going on in their relationship. You need to know all the
updates.
Oh,
no, they're muted for years.
Oh, really?
I'm like, because there's the engagement post, there's the engagement reel, there's
the reel.
There's the flowers you get from everyone saying congratulations on your engagement. Then there's the 2 months ago I got engaged. Then there's the 6 months ago I got engaged. Here's the memories.
Wow.
And then there's the bachelorette party.
Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by someone else's engagement. You are hurt right now. It goes a long way.
I could keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen, and I frankly think that not enough of my friends are getting married because I want to go to a wedding.
Have you
not
been to one?
I mean, I have in my life. I went to a very close friend's wedding like 2 years ago. That was the last wedding I went to. Crazy.
Well, and I'm especially just, for the years of our lives we're in.
I know.
Because we'll get into this in this episode, but people will be getting engaged.
Everyone is.
But I'm not going to any wedding.
It's either you're either getting engaged.
Maybe we're the problem.
You're doing Run Club. You're doing your master's or you're in Japan. This is a tweet I saw and I was like, the most relatable tweet of all time. But it's true. It's like every day I log on and someone else is getting wed. And it's, as you said, like celebrities as well. It's like Charlie XCX, Lana, Dua. There was one more.
Taylor Swift. Hello.
Sorry. All within 12 months, these pop girlies have all been tying the knot and or getting engaged. So it's like, what is going on?
Something is in the water.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to explore in this episode, right? Because we are hearing that marriage is dropping, right? The marriage rates are globally dropping.
Yeah.
But then as far as I'm concerned in my feed, every girl in there, I was going to say something else.
You could say it.
No, I can't. He's getting engaged.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, because it's such an old tradition, right? It's something that has been around for thousands and thousands of years. And when you look at it now, especially from a feminist perspective, it's like, is this actually good? Like, what is the benefit of being married when you can have a beautiful long life with someone and be committed to them in other ways and express that through other, you know, means? So it's kind of like, what we want to figure out is like, is there a point to marriage? Like, why are we still seeing people like really kind of glorifying it and like putting it on a pedestal in a way? When at the same time, like the stats are showing there's this kind of downward trend, but it just seems like everyone's still kind of obsessed with it.
What we're seeing is that young adults today are more likely and more in favor of getting married than young adults 20 years ago.
What?
Yeah. And 2/3 of Gen Z still believe in marriage as an institution. Why?
We're going to find out. Oh, jinx. Good to be back.
So before we do get into this episode, it's probably worth flagging that we are going to be talking about marriage through the context of like a Western society here in Australia.
Okay, so let's get into defining what marriage is. Currently, the Marriage Act law in Australia says the union of two people to the exclusion of all others voluntarily entered into life. That last sentence is like kind of throwing me off. That's like, what does that mean? Also had a look at Wikipedia. Wikipedia defines it as a culturally and legally recognized union between two people that establishes rights, responsibilities, and obligations between them. It's a formal contract that can be entered into voluntarily for life. And while specific definition and practices vary across cultures and religions, it's often viewed as a partnership built on love, commitment, and companionship.
So that's how we look at marriage now modernly, right? But, you know, we don't have enough time to get into the proper history.
There's probably an amazing YouTube essay on it.
100%. There's probably like multiple books on it, actually.
Well, yeah.
And one of them is Marriage, A History by Stephanie Kuntz, who actually quotes Margaret, historian Margaret Hunt, who states that marriage was the main means of transferring property, occupational status, personal contacts, money, tools, livestock, and women across generations and kin groups.
Mm.
And that's kind of how marriage used to be seen as, right? I feel like thousands of years ago even, marriage has been seen as a social and economic arrangement and not as a romantic one, which is kind of how we see it now.
Yeah, so it kind of started out in like ancient Mesopotamia, Greece and Rome. You know, if you move into the Middle Ages, then there was like Christianity and religion that was tied to it, and like the Catholic Church got involved, hence like why divorce became a thing as well, which we'll get into later into this episode. Then you kind of get to like 18th, 19th centuries, which is, to me, I'm like Pride and Prejudice. It's like, but daddy, I love him. Like, I want to marry for love. And that kind of started to become much more popular then. And then, yeah, fast forward to now, it's kind of hard to define what people think of it. Like, it's so varied, but it is definitely built on that sort of like love marriage, if we're going to look at it as a Western thing as well. So going through the history of the marriage, we couldn't spend all that time on it, but let's bring it back to today as well and have a look at some stats, because we dove deep into like what's going on with marriage. And I actually feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of horny for these stats. I don't know. I kind of like it. It's kind of interesting and comparing to where we've been and where we're at now. So compared to the 70s, you know, the median age back then when people were getting married, for men it was 23.3 years old, and for women it was 20.9 years old, which now is like, oh my God, that's so young. Now in 2024, they've recorded that for the median age for men is 32.8 and women 31.2. So it's jumped up quite a lot in, you know, what is it, 50 years time. Mm.
Another huge thing that we need to acknowledge that has changed only recently when it comes to the tradition of marriage is the inclusion for same-sex couples. So it was legalized in Australia in 2017, and by 2021, nearly 24,000 same-sex marriages had been registered across the country. And last year, in 2024, around 4,700 marriages involving same-sex or non-binary gendered couples were recorded, showing a 4.1% rise from the previous year.
Yeah.
So while marriage might be going down, the rates of marriage are going down, in same-sex couples, they're going up.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense, because it's like as soon as you're granted that right and that freedom, people want to take advantage of that and really celebrate it. So, yeah, as you said, the trend that we're seeing, and we can put a graph up on the screen if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, shout out. But yeah, it's basically been a downward trend, essentially. There was a little bump up, and you'll see it in the graph, where COVID happened. And then as soon as people were out of lockdown, it was like, fuck yeah, let's get married. So it goes whoop. And then it goes back into its sort of downward trend, which is really interesting. So over the last 50 years, fewer people in Australia have been marrying relative to the population size. So the marriage rate per 1,000 people has steadily declined from around 7.5 in the 1970s to about 5.5 today.
And I think that's important to note is the steadiness of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you think about like, oh, marriage rates are going down, I automatically assumed like, okay, so we're going from like the 1950s where it was just like the normalized like expectation of a family, right? It was like women were stereotypically like in the kitchen being the stay-at-home mom, and dads were like going out to work, going out to war. And that was kind of what was expected of you, right? So I just assume marriage rates are huge, blah, 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 blah. And then I look at today and I see like we talk about it heaps on the show. So such a diversity of the types of people and the types of relationships people are choosing to be in. So I'm like, oh, well, marriage rates would just be like surely halved.
Yeah, you thought it would plummet.
Oh, I thought it would be plummeting. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah. There's just so much, there's so much that's changed.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about feminism.
Yeah.
But then to hear that like from the 70s, it's only dropped from 7.5 to 5.5 today. I'm like, that's not that much.
Mm.
It is really a steady decline.
Yeah. So we thought we would have a look at a couple of reasons as to why people are not as interested in getting married. And let me tell you, there is a lot. So like buckle up. We asked you on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. If you're not already following us, please do. Do you want to get married? 50% of you said yes, but 21% of you said no, and 29% of you said unsure. And when you put 29 plus 21, that equals 50%. So to me, I'm like, there's still a lot of hesitation and there's still kind of a bit of a, I don't know, but also like hard no's. So then the follow-up question we asked was, do you feel like marriage is an important part of a relationship? And 48% of you said no. Mm. So it's like, even though we're kind of a little bit split on this, in general, people do feel like it doesn't need to have a place potentially in your life, in your relationships and or society.
Which is not as important, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like the value of marriage as being like the pinnacle of a relationship and the most important part is dropping in people's minds, but then they're still getting married because 50% of people of you said that you wanted to get married still.
Yeah. So having a look at some of the reasons why you might not want to, or you might think it's not important. One of the ones that came through a lot was people saying that they were children of divorce. And so they were like, why would I wish that on myself? Or like, I went through a really horrible childhood experience with my parents separating.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to my kids. And we had quite a few DMs from that. Paul saying, my parents saw my parents and others divorce. Crazy to watch the person you trust the most turn on you.
Yeah, I feel like most people I know,
yeah,
their parents aren't together.
Yeah, and I feel like the minority with my parents still together.
Same. And, yeah, same. And like a lot of my friends have had some pretty gnarly stories.
Yeah.
And I've seen the trauma and the impact that that's had on them growing up.
Yeah.
And even still today.
We've been toying with the idea of doing an episode about adults now who are still affected by their parents' divorce and how they, you know, relate and have
the way they date.
Yeah, an attraction and everything. So yeah, it's definitely something that I can, yeah, absolutely agree on that. Another big one that comes through obviously is in this economy, why would we be getting married? Because I think a lot of, you know, when you think about getting married, weddings are really important to people. And that's kind of a huge cost factor. So Ari saying, the idea of celebrating with all my loved ones sounds amazing. The cost is the biggest factor as to why I'm not keen. So according to a Money Smart survey, the average Australian wedding costs between $36,000 and $54,000. And 82% of couples who do this dip into their savings to pay for the wedding. 60% of the couples surveyed got a loan and 18% used their credit cards to pay. Interestingly, I felt like this, wow, the stat missing from here is like obviously relying on the parents and stuff to bankroll the wedding. But that's also a financial strain. If you grew up in a family who like just don't have spare cash floating around, like that's not an option for you either. So obviously, yeah, dipping into the savings, like
I mean,
getting a loan for a wedding to me is insane. Like that's just crazy. And spending, you know, 36 to over 50 grand is a lot. I also was really interested to find out about like the wedding industry in general, because I don't know about you, but like whenever you're in a metropolitan city, like we both live in Melbourne, there are bridal stores everywhere around my suburb.
I'm still not convinced that they're bridal stores, though.
You think there's something else?
There's something else happening
because
behind the scenes.
There are so many, right? And I was driving around and I was thinking about it and I was like, this must be a big industry, like to have like multiple stores and for so many services to be dedicated to it. So I was like, let's do a bit of research and find out like the wedding industry in general. I want to read out this stat. This is maybe the only stat from the US. Most of the stuff here is from Australia. But this just blew my fucking mind. So the wedding services market was valued at US dollars, $64.93 billion last year and is projected to grow 6.8% from 2025 to 2030. And so to put it in perspective, if you're an Australian listener, that's $99 billion in Australian dollars.
It's crazy.
Anyway, yeah. So cost of it, obviously huge factor as to why people are like not interested in getting wed.
Especially when we had a few of you DM us and say you'd rather use that money for something else.
Yeah,
you
like go on holiday.
They're like, I'd way rather use all of that money.
Pay off
holiday, debt. Pay off debt, like buy a house, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's just not valued as much as it used to be.
And cost of living is crazy enough as it is.
Another huge reason was breaking tradition, right? Like marriage was something that we didn't have time to get into, but historically seen as quite a sexist gendered thing. If we're looking at hetero couples, you know, it wasn't until even the past like 50 years that women were actually given rights in certain capacities in marriage. You know, they were seen as something that was just negotiated between fathers. It was like women were generally just bought and sold.
Like property.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think for a lot of people, it's not really an institution that they want to get involved with based off of historically what it used to represent for women.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people have written about this, including Clem Ford. There's a really great article from her, and we'll pop all of this in the show notes. She was saying, marriage is an inherently misogynistic institution, so why do women agree to it? In general, any sociologist can tell you it's men who benefit from marriage. They live longer, they're generally happier and healthier, and their economic prospects improve. On the other hand, studies have shown that married women die earlier.
Yeah, it's something so that we have spoken about on The Hookup quite a bit.
Totally.
In any of the episodes we've done around like the gender divide.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of women feel like, because the research shows they're more likely to do majority of the domestic labor, they do more proportions of like emotional, mental labor, like so
childcare.
It yep. just a lot of things fall on women when it comes to some of the things that yeah. are expected of you in marriage.
And also when you historically look at marriage as well, again, like going back to like the 50s and even before that, thousands of years, when it's tied to religion, it was often like you consummate the marriage on the wedding night. Now, we all be fucking and sucking before we're getting married. We're having premarital sex, baby.
People still wear white.
Yeah.
Wearing white was a symbol of virginity.
Yes, yes.
That's literally why you wear a white dress.
Yeah.
And it was meant to like white sheets bleed on the sheets. It's
holy.
A whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a whole thing. So I think now historically people are obviously less interested in marriage because they are like, you know, having a lot of fun and relationships outside of that, having a lot of premarital sex. Contraception is another massive thing that is a play into why people maybe are not interested in getting married. Again, like the sex lives and being liberated, especially as women, it's a huge thing. Esther Perel talks a lot about this in a really great video, and we'll chuck it in the show notes again. But she said contraception changed something massively fundamental. For the first time, we could separate sex from reproduction. For the first time, women and men could experience sexuality without the threat of mortality. For the first time, we replaced duty with desire. And for the first time, we're thinking about sexual bliss as our due.
As well as contraception, we know that education and women entering the workforce historically has been a huge reason why marriage is slowly declining as well. Like we heard, the median age now for women is around, what, 31, 32?
Yeah.
People are like on trend, putting a lot more effort into like their careers, working, building their education, and then later on thinking about marriage and kids if yeah. that's something that they want.
And yeah, again, like historically you used to get married to, let's say if you're a woman marrying a guy, you were doing that to secure funds, property, everything. And now that we're a career,
security for your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Financial security. And now that we're women and we're in the workforce, you kind of don't need that. We're very independent. Another thing that we notice is like people in general live together before they get married now. Beforehand, it was way, way, way different. So according to the Australian Institute of Family Studies, most couples now live together before getting married, and this has increased greatly since the mid-1970s. So, for example, in 1975, only 16% of marriages were preceded by cohabitation. By 2017, 81% of couples have been living together before getting married. So that's a big factor. You're also getting to know someone when you live with them as well, and you might go, actually, I don't want to marry you. So that could be the decline as well.
I reckon that's a trend I've noticed so much in like friends and friends of friends is like, yeah, couples are living together for like 5, 8, 10 years and then maybe thinking about getting married.
Yeah.
They're like real, I think as well, which has to do with something we've spoken about before in The Hookup, like the rise of individualism, right? People are very just like, want the best of the best. They want a partner, and this is something that Esther Perel's spoken about a lot, that is their lover, their confidant, their best friend, their everything. So you want to take your time deciding that. Like you want to really get to know someone. You want to spend like years and years and years with them being, and then make sure when you are going to commit in a way that is like legally committing, it's something that you're absolutely positive about. Like if you're going to be like, I'm going to be with this person forever.
Yep.
You'd fucking hope, you know what I mean? We're like, I want to be sure.
Yeah.
Especially when like with dating apps, we've spoken about a lot, like the grass always seems greener.
Yeah.
There's so many options. And so you're like,
Yeah.
If I'm going to commit, it's going to be legit.
It's funny because like I've been speaking about this topic with people outside of it being like, oh, I'm really excited for this episode. And I was speaking to some people in like our parents' generation and they were like, you know, people seem to be a lot more fussy these days. And I was like, is that a bad thing though?
That's what they always say.
Oh, they're so picky. And I'm like, yeah.
But like watch
because us, we can now.
Watch us also not get as divorced.
Yeah, exactly. We have so many more rights and freedoms and God forbid we choose someone much more carefully now. And like, yeah, back in the day, like with our grandparents' age, it was like, you get a man, you set yourself up so that you're not on the street. Like that was how it was. We had quite a few DMs about this too. Like Lola saying the thought of being financially and legally tied to a man stresses me out so much.
Big decision.
It is. Yeah. I love this quote as well from Esther Perel saying, marriage is no longer for survival. It's not even for belonging and meaning. It's for self-fulfillment and self-actualization, which is just such a leagues away from what it was, you know, like 50 years ago or more. So
yeah, it was like, you'll do.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're like, are you going to make me the most beautiful, amazing, smartest version of myself?
Yes.
Because if you're not,
then fuck off.
Then fuck off.
Literally. Obviously, we did these polls and I'll repeat them now. We asked, do you want to get married? And 50% of you did say yes. And in the poll of, do you feel like it's still an important part of the relationship? 36% of you said, yeah, it's still important. So let's look at some of the reasons, I guess, as to why people are still aiming for marriage and why they want to tie the knot. Because like we said at the top, like, we're seeing a lot of people on social media all the time doing it.
I feel like we are in a full-on resurgence of, and I don't know, maybe it's just because we're in that age bracket where it's...
Yeah, we're noticing it happening. Yeah.
And it's like more normal. But I'm just like, even the examples we gave at the start of this ep, it seems more than usual, especially with pop culture, right?
This is a big trend. And like, you're not crazy seeing this. I'm not crazy. Like, let's not gaslight each other.
Literally, one of my favorite artists just released
Where Is My Husband?
Song called Where Is My Husband?
Yeah.
And I find it really interesting, which, keen to get your thoughts on this too. We just saw Vogue release a viral article asking whether or not it was embarrassing to have a boyfriend and saying that, like, women are a bit embarrassed to have boyfriends now.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, on the extreme end, I'm seeing everyone get married and get engaged.
Yeah.
And have weddings.
Yeah.
So I'm like really conflicted because I'm like, I'm being told it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
From Vogue. But then on the same feed from Vogue, they are promoting like so many different weddings.
Yeah. I feel like I am confused as well because I'm like, well, how can you get the husband if you don't have the boyfriend? Is it embarrassing? And also, yeah, the glorification of so many things like the proposal, the ring. It seems to be like the war of who's got the biggest diamond on their finger at the moment as well. And it's like, what are you meant to believe from this and why is it happening? I feel like maybe just the needle in general with culture, right? It's always moving and it kind of goes full circle and stuff. And I think back in the day, there was like a real like single girl life, like Kesha's, like the party girls being like, fuck relationships and like, fuck love. And maybe it's like that classic thing of like where trad wives were coming like really, really popular. And it's like the needle was moving from like super progressive now to sort of like this weird, slightly conservative alt-right vibe.
I think both are true at the same time.
Yeah.
I think we're living in a very polarized, especially online. And this is something that we've spoken about in our algorithms. Those posts do well based off of engagement. And the more polarized a post is, the more engagement you're probably going to get. And we know that working in this industry. But I feel like we are just seeing two polarizing like perspectives on like relationships and dating. It's like the boy sober, fuck love, fuck relationships.
Yeah.
It's cringe. And then we're seeing like
commitment,
like the marriage, you know.
And like it's so cute and cool and sexy to have a hot husband and everyone's like obsessed with
and
that.
And we are getting trad wife content and not conflating the marriage as that, but we are seeing a huge rise in, you know, like the encouragement of being a more submissive partner. So it's hard because it's like on the one hand, yeah, we are seeing, like we said, a bit of a decline globally, but research is showing that Gen Z are more interested and keen to get married than the previous generation.
Well, I have a thought for maybe why, and you've kind of touched on it and I'm going to park it, but let's get into some other reasons as to why we reckon that people are still really into marriage. And the big one obviously is we still live in like a very multicultural society. There are a lot of religions, a lot of different cultures and heritages where that's really important. For example, we got this DM from Jimmy saying, as an Aboriginal man, marriage is pretty important to me. I've always dreamt of marrying someone in my mob or just mob in general. It's really important for family. Scott here saying, growing up religious, it was always something that I saw as symbolic and meaningful. I also think it's a nice gesture to show how much you love your partner.
And speaking of, there were so many DMs of people who were saying that, you know, classic, they wanted to marry because of love. Sam, I just want a whole day of everyone celebrating how much I love someone. Tim saying, it's so nice to have everyone that loves and supports you in one room. It's a very special feeling. And Cooper saying, it's a deeper spiritual commitment beyond you're just my partner for now.
I like that one from Cooper as well, because Sam and Tim, like, love that for you guys. But also, you're talking about the wedding. Yeah, it's great to have a party and do that. But, like, are we forgetting marriage is, like, a lifelong contract as per the marriage law in Australia? Voluntarily, you can go into it. But it's like, yeah, it's. I think sometimes people forget. It's, like, a really long process. And it's a long thing to commit to.
I know. I feel like some people just go through the motions, right, because they're like, this is what we're supposed to do. And then I'm like, you do realize what's on the other side of a wedding, right?
Yeah. Like,
it's forever.
It's forever. Speaking of love as well and marriage rights, as we mentioned before, queer people and same-sex couple and non-binary people are getting married and it's increasing in popularity. And we had quite a few DMs talking about this. For example, we got a DM from Rani saying, I'm gay. Not marrying my girlfriend would feel like a waste of a hard-fought battle. Again, yeah, taking that power back, and it's something that's really important too, because it's like, why would I have just fought all this time and all the people before me, people who threw this first brick at Stonewall, like that's all culminating into this thing. And, you know, we even had DMs from people who were like, I need to get married before we lose this again. And I was like, holy
shit. That anxiety.
Shit.
Well, you're seeing what's happening play out in certain countries and you go like, fuck.
Like, it could be possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely something that people are thinking about when getting married. Tang as well saying, as a lesbian, marriage offers greater assurances. Wives are better understood by heteros, which I'm kind of interpreting that as like you are seen as more legitimized.
Yeah. I think especially if you're a pan or bi person, people, we've spoken about this as well, people might assume like, oh, it's a bit of a phase or whatever, or like you're just having fun. And if you have a wife or you get married, it's, I guess, unfortunately, might be seen as something a bit more legitimate.
Absolutely. Another reason why people are interested in getting married as well is because their partner is into it. So we did a poll. Would you marry someone even if you didn't believe in marriage? 49% of you said yes. No, 22%, and unsure, 29%.
So that's a lot.
Pretty much 50% of you were like, yep, even if I'm not into it and they want to do it, I'd do it. And you know what? I kind of understand that. I probably am in that boat.
Tell us what's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. We haven't even really gotten into it. As a whole, I think the idea of the commitment and really like declaring that with someone is actually kind of a beautiful thing, and it's really lovely. So I can kind of see myself doing it. But I also feel like getting it written on a piece of paper and doing those kind of traditional things like as a wedding, I'm kind of not into.
But the thing about someone wanting to do it, as a partner, like you being like, I'm willing to do that for you because you really want to.
Because I don't really have any strong anti-marriage things. I'm kind of a little like on the fence. I'm kind of like, eh, could take it or leave it.
So then if someone's like, this is really, really important to me, you're like, all right, well, I'm going to take it or leave it. So let's take it.
Yeah. And if you are going to make me feel really pretty and gorgeous on one day of my life, sounds great. You know, that does sound nice.
Yeah.
It won't be a white dress. I'll tell you that much. I already know. If I get married, it's definitely not a white dress.
Oh, there's no fucking way
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, I don't think I've ever seen you wear a white dress.
I know.
What was really interesting, though, we got so many DMs of people saying that they wanted to get married for the tax purposes, right? For the benefits that society might actually give people who are married. And we thought this was really interesting because there are obviously a lot of rights that married couples in Australia get, things like joint ownership of property and assets, the ability to file joint tax returns and access potential tax benefits as a couple, automatic inheritance rights if a spouse dies without a valid will, eligibility for spousal benefits such as access to a partner's superannuation and insurance policies, the right to apply for spousal visas. But what's really interesting is that legally a married couple basically has the same rights as a de facto one. That's where I think a lot of people don't understand. They're like, oh, we've got to get married. We're going to, you know, in case that we ever separate or get divorced or whatever. But if you have been together in Australia, living together for 2 years, you have the same legal rights as someone who is married.
Yeah. And we did an episode about this and it was really fascinating. So go check it out. But from what I remember in that, it's like, yeah, over 2 years living with someone, you break up, you can still kind of go to court or go into mediation at least to try and settle assets, property, bank accounts, all of that. And at the time, you and I were like, oh my fucking God, Jesus Christ. Like, that is so intense. Like, as if I'm basically married to this person who I just rented with over COVID. But like, it's true. No. Like, it's crazy. We had a few DMs from people as well talking about this, like Josie chiming in saying, I'm a family lawyer in Australia. Once you've lived with your partner for 2 years, you have all the same legal rights and obligations as a married couple. In my opinion, marriage only matters insofar as culture, religion, and personal preference.
Yeah. So glad that we've covered that because I think that there's a lot of confusion and a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
But what we did find though is when it comes to the difference, so you have to prove that you're de facto, right? So you have to show that you've been together for 2 years. You have to show that you've been living together for 2 years. Whereas marriage gives you automatic rights. So say for example, if you were dating someone for 2 years, you got for 2 months, you got married 3 months, and then you were together for a year, you would legally have all the rights that you would have as a married couple. Whereas if you had done the same time frame but you weren't married, you wouldn't have any rights.
Yeah.
If there weren't kids involved.
So it's kind of like,
there's a 2 year time frame for de facto.
Yeah. So it's kind of like there would be more effort involved to prove it. Like there's more admin. Yeah. There's a bit more annoyance. Whereas like with the marriage, it's like you've got your piece of paper.
Yeah.
And are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like maybe why you hear those stories of when a rich elderly person is about to cark it and then they're like, I've married my mistress or mister. Is it a mister? What's the opposite of a mistress? A mister? My boy toy. So if they've quickly married someone and then everyone's like, oh, they're just after the money. But it's like low-key kind of maybe because immediately it goes to you and you don't have to go through all the fucking effort.
If they don't have a will,
you don't have a way.
Sorry. It goes to you. It goes to you, doll.
Yeah.
And you also automatically become next of kin.
Yeah, right. Okay, interesting. Another thing as well with the de facto and proving it as well, visas was something that came up a lot in the DMs. So Amy said, I'd do it for visa reasons. And we were speaking to one of our friends and they were explaining that their parents, when they were moving around as there were kids growing up in different countries, there was a point where it was quite difficult for their parents to go to America, for example, because their parents were together but not married. And it was like, fuck, I have to go through all this effort to prove that we are in like this, you know, relationship. We've been together for ages. We have kids, yada, yada, yada. So for ease of it all, it does sound kind of easier to get married in that sense.
Yeah. Some people might get tired of that, you know.
Absolutely.
It's like having to like rush into the hospital and prove that you're their partner rather than being like, I'm their partner. Hello. And they're like, oh, please come inside.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Another thing that we got heaps of DMs about, D, was the reason why people want to get married is the emotional security, not just the financial and the legal security. It's like knowing that someone has chosen you and they're proving this emotional commitment. There's a great quote here from Megan Luscombe, who is a certified relationship coach. She said, people love the idea of marriage and the event of it. Being able to show your commitment to other people is the preferred option. It also provides an element of emotional security for those who view the symbolism as marriage of marriage as more permanent. And yeah, quite a few DMs coming through about this. Calandra saying, I want the commitment. The proposal and dedication is enough, but not the legality of it. And Vaughn saying, as a single person, I really long to get married, but I think only because of societal imagery of a married life and having someone to commit to love.
Yeah. So it's definitely like, I feel like just in general, people love progression and like being able to be like, what's next? It's what the way you see us talk about dating relationships in general, right? It's like the asking you out, the like, are we exclusive, the boyfriend, girlfriend, like we love labels. And then like, are we moving, asking to move in? Like, and then it's like the engagement. And then it's like, we want to have steps and stages to a relationship to show, I guess, to ourselves and to the world that it's progressing and that we are committing if it's a like long-term monogamous relationship, or not even monogamous, but I think that that's what marriage sometimes represents. It's like,
it's the hierarchy.
Yeah, it
is. It's the final boss.
It's the final boss of a relationship.
Because I don't think you can do anything apart from that, unless you're G. Philip and Chrishell and you renew your vows every damn year.
Which I love.
I'm obsessed with that.
I love that.
Get me to that party.
I think as well we need to acknowledge, and I don't know if people are going to outwardly DM us and say, I'm getting married because I feel the social pressure because everyone around me is getting married and I'm a bit of a sheep because I'm a human and we're all sheeps. Like, do you know what? Like, no one's going to admit that. But I think that we need to acknowledge that, like, as humans, like, we do feel pressure to do what everyone else is doing. And so when you look to everyone around you who's, like, getting engaged, like, if you're in a group of, like, all these friends and everyone else is getting engaged and everyone else is getting married, like, that does put pressure on you because you're like, fuck, this is what I should be doing. So I think as well, like, a lot of people do get engaged, have weddings and get married because they just think that's what you should be doing.
Yeah. And I think it's amplified by 1,000 because of social media. The way that we gobble up the content of people with the proposal, the ring, the wedding, the highlight reel.
Yeah.
The even like TikTok trends of people like doing fun TikToks. It's like a whole machine, and I just feel like it is blasted wedding propaganda like nothing else. Did you know as well, there's even wedding TikTok creators now who are their content creators doing vertical videos for people, and they get hired just on that alone. You want a highlight video to go up on your Instagram, like that's part of the package. Because if you didn't put it on Instagram, no one would know about it.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen, and it's not legit.
I've heard of a few stories of people who have gone to weddings and reported back to me and being like, oh, they were really staged and it felt really inauthentic and just felt like the love wasn't really in the room with us. But then on socials, it's like kind of made out as this best amazing day, like,
yeah,
because it is the highlight reel and you look at the content, you're like, wow, that looks like the most amazing wedding,
but it was
then
just you a photo
actually
op.
Hear from people who went and they're like, it was kind of true.
And you have some pretty strong opinions and takes on engagement gifts and the engagement party and then the wedding gift, and like it's all just a bit facetious and shallow, really.
I think it can, like, my feelings, I think, can be summed up by this DM from Laurie who says there's so much social capital that single people just can't have. And I just feel like it's really hard as a single person to see how much, like, social capital, but also just, like, constant, like, praise and attention and like hoo-ha that people get around like getting engaged and getting married. And I just think that, like, you know, the same person might like win an award and they'll be like getting 1% of like the engagement that they would get if they like announced an engagement.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I feel like if you were to put up your wedding photos and you didn't get the amount of likes that you thought you earned, like you'd genuinely be like, where's my dopamine? Why do people even care? Like, I genuinely think people might think about that in the back of their head and they might not want to admit it. Am I motivated to have a wedding and to get married because I'm like, I want the social capital of it? Like,
the content, you mean?
Yeah, the content.
Yeah. I think people are. I think some people are. I think they're like, I want like that beautiful sunset, like surprise filmed proposal because I just like on some level, and people won't be honest with themselves, want that attention.
Honestly, me.
Yeah, I'm like
me.
Like, you're like,
I would. Like it's almost like a motivator. Like, because like I said, I'm like, I'm kind of on the fence about it. But the idea of like throwing a big party and having like a great highlight reel and people being like, wow, how fun, how beautiful, they're in love. Like, yeah, I'm gonna admit it. I'm like, fuck yeah, that's like a motivator. But obviously because you love the person as well.
I was about to say.
Obviously. But I'm like, it's a nice bonus. Like it's kind of fun. Fuck, I feel so shallow saying it, but I'm kind of like, well.
I think it's worth everyone thinking about.
Totally.
I think it's worth thinking about.
And I kind of think if you're a modern, like, you like social media and you engage in it a lot, like, I think you're insane to, like, say, I don't care about it at all. Then I'm like, then never upload a video or a photo of your wedding. Like, then don't. Just do it, like, just elope at that point.
I honestly would love to hear from people who have done that.
Yeah.
I do know some, actually.
Elopers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
Secret people who are secretly married, who are big on social that you would have no idea.
Really?
And I fucking rate it.
That's kind of hot.
It is. Okay. I'm like shocked.
You're changing
when I find
my mind.
Out.
You're changing I'm my like, mind.
Do you know, I'm like, it's like what's cringe is having, like the whole it's cringe having a boyfriend. I'm like, it's fucking cool, I think, to be like secretly
tying the knot.
Yeah.
Damn, okay. I'm rearranging my whole personality around this
what
now.
You just
suddenly
like,
being like
next episode, cool, she's I'm, got a ring on.
I've got a ring on. I'm like totally off grid. Like you'll never find me on Instagram again.
Deletes her
account. Yeah. Well, let's talk about divorce as well, because obviously a lot of reasons why people maybe don't want to get married is because they're literally like, oh, it's always going to end up in divorce. And there's this stat, right, that's been floating around for years. It says 50% of marriages end in divorce. We did some research on this, by the way, you guys. Fake news.
Yeah.
Myth busting right here on the hookup. It's actually fake news. This figure was apparently a misleading projection from a 1970s flawed statistical calculation that never reflected reality. So what is the reality? In Australia, 30% of marriages end in divorce. However, that does fluctuate, and there's a lot of reasons why. But in general, the divorce rate is at its lowest in 50 years, which is really fascinating. So last year, 47,000 odd divorces were granted in Australia, with a crude divorce rate of 2.1 per 1,000 people aged 16 and over. Wait, you can get married at 16? Wait, I forgot to look up how young can you be to get married. If you didn't hear that. Producer Camille said,
"What?
You need your parents' permission to get married at 16 and court approval."
Wow.
That is fucking crazy, because it's like in Australia, if you're listening overseas, 16 is the legal age of having sex, right?
Yeah.
What do you call that? Consent?
Yeah.
Sex?
Yeah.
Sex age? I don't know.
Legal sex age?
Legal sex age. Another interesting stat we found out is basically if you get married multiple times, your likelihood of getting divorced is very, very high. So those who were previously married are statistically likely to get divorced. Up to 60% of second marriages end in divorce. So do you want some stats on divorce?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Love this.
Hell yeah. So how does age factor into divorce? According to the Australian Institute of Family Studies, the median age at divorce has remained the same compared to 2023 at 47.1 years old for men and 44.1 for females. Divorce rates are higher in younger married couples, but are declining over time. Conversely, divorce rates for older couples are lower but increasing over time, which makes sense because, like, I think for older couples, it's like you're now in an age where divorce and separation and being single is a little bit easier and more socially acceptable. And you also probably, like, your kids are grown up and they may be out of the house. So then you're like, okay, I'm going to get divorced because I don't need to stick around and my life could be better or the same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's interesting, the married couples for younger, like, you know, they're higher, but they are declining over time. I think they must be declining because, like we said, people are hesitant to get married. It's taking longer for people for all the reasons we listed above.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if the divorce rates were lower because the marriage rates were lower. It's
exactly.
Like less people are getting married, less divorce rates. But what's really interesting is that more than two-thirds of hetero marriages that break up are sought and instigated by the woman. So she's initiating the divorce.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Not surprising at all.
I know.
We had a DM from Drew saying, you should have to renew your marriage every 5 years.
Okay, I love this.
I kind of am into that. I think reassessing your relationship every 5 years and being like, do we still want to be married? Are we still happy? And doing those check-ins. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Imagine if legally it was like a rental and it was like...
Yes.
Every 2 years or every 5 years, your lace ends.
Prove that you still love each other.
Though.
Oh, yeah. That would never work.
Would never work.
That would never work. Oh, God. All right. So to wrap this up, let's think about the future of marriage. We've got a pretty even spread of people saying yes and no and unsure to it. But we did ask, actually, will marriage ever go away, right? And people were saying, no, it won't go away. 88% of you reckon that it's going to be an institution for a very long time. And then 12% of you said it may or may not fade out. Who knows? What do you think, Dee?
I think it's not going away at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people have the opportunity now to choose like all different kind of relationships and like futures themselves. But I am seeing like polarized like trad wife energies, and we're seeing a lot of those like traditional, potentially right-wing conservative ideals being pushed in the US. Mm. But then at the same time, we're seeing this like real strong push to like go boy sober, be single, not marry, be it's cringe being in a relationship, that kind of thing. Yep. So I think like both will keep trending.
Both will rise.
Both will. I think just like as long as socials and algorithms are like, you know, chugging away,
mm-hmm.
that they will both just become even bigger and more polarized.
I agree. And especially with the social media algorithm of it all, keep going back to that stat about the US wedding industry, 6.8% predicted growth from 5 years from now, because there's money to be made. They are locked into people like the TikTok wedding content creators. It's an economy, and it is not only like a financial economy, but it's like the commitment and the social capital economy of it all. And I think that as long as you are on social media and you keep seeing this stuff, I think it's just going to stick around. And, you know, maybe part of me is like, there's a nice part of marriage and love and commitment. And I really respect that. And I want that for myself as well. But again, I'm still at the end of the app. I'm like, you know, I could definitely see myself doing it, but I'm not rushing towards it at all. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that people should think about what they're doing it for.
The life after. The life after everything. Yeah.
Like,
I think
I've seen couples that have gone through the motions, had the wedding, I've gone to it, and then 3 months later gotten divorced. Yeah.
3 months?
In their early 20s. And it's just because they thought that's what you're supposed to do, right? Mm. And I think a lot of people get married because they think, like, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what's expected. There's pressure from parents, maybe cultural pressure. Mm. And then they think it's going to fix everything. And then on the other side, they're like, oh, fuck. Mm. Nothing's changed. So, yeah, I think just, like, think about it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Not for us to decide how you do it. This was a research episode. It was super fun putting this together. We had such a good time, and I've been talking about it so much with people outside of this.
It's so interesting.
Hopefully you can share it around and send it to people who are also interested in chatting about stats, getting horny for divorce stats like us. Thank you so much for joining in on this, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, bye. Triple J.